When I caught you hold my glance, when we said goodbye and lingered with our hands. Or did I imagine that? What I felt, did you feel back?
You're listening to The Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. That is my good friend, Krista Couture, alone in this from the album Long Time Leaving. Krista Couture is a very successful artist and musician and novelist. You have to check out her book, How to Lose Everything. What a life story she's had. And I used to work with her at Element FM, actually. That's not how we met. We met actually at the folk festival circuit. I think it was Shelter Valley Folk Music Festival. I wish they would come back with that one. It was a beauty. Before that, Lana Del Rey and Father John Misty with Let the Light In. Now, we're going to play a song called Love Me Till I'm Me Again. I met this artist at Folk Music Ontario about a year ago. Her name is Michelle Tracy, and this is a brand new release from this wonderful independent artist who's based in Toronto, originally from Ottawa. Here is Michelle on The Jukebox. It's now or never.
much pressure. Love, love, love me till I'm me. Love me till I'm me. Love me till I'm me again. I love, love me till I'm me. Love me till I'm me. Love me till I'm me again. Again. Love me till I'm me again. Say I'm
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is one of my favorite tracks from the album The Golden Age, which came out in 1996. I Hate My Generation, Cracker. If you haven't heard that record, it's one of my favorites. I'm one of those guys who's like, people ask me, like, who's your favorite artist? I don't really have one. I have favorite albums. And this one definitely lands in the top of my, I guess, I don't know, 150. I'm just kidding. I Hate My Generation was written by lead singer Dave Lowry and John Hickman. And it definitely is the opening track for this killer record. The song The Golden Age and Big Dipper on this record are definitely worthwhile. So go check it out. I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host here. We have music coming up from some wonderful artists. This is from 1977, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the act Exit, Crossing of Indian Tribes with Sweethearted Love Song. That's coming up. Also from the Campfire Chords, Arkells with Knockin' at the Door, an acoustic version from the Hamilton Act, who have been touring the world nonstop. We also have Mi'kmaq artist Morgan Toney, who was nominated for a Juno for Best Traditional Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year. Hold My Reservations coming up. It's a brand new track from him. And here we go from the Globe Sessions. Never thought I'd play this, but I really do like her, and this song is a beauty. It's called Anything But Down by Sheryl Crow, right here on the Jukebox.
Sir, please hold my reservation. There's no place I'd rather be. Gotta reach my destination. Oh, no, my, you gotta hold on me. I went down to Escasoni. Let me tell you what I saw. Beneath the fog of Gold Highland, people danced to Gold Juwan. This song ran out for miles. You can hear them in Castle Bay. They are proud of who they are. Yes, it's true what people say. Peace of me will never leave. When the mind, you gotta hold on. The rivers in the valley run wild throughout the land. Like the bloodline deep inside me, it's part of who I. My destination, on the mind, you gotta hold on me. Travel down the endless highways, backwards and mountain road. I wander through the marshlands where all the sweet grass grows. A piece of me will never leave. On the mind, you gotta hold on me. My spirit free till this earthly life is over. With the last breath that I breathe, before I meet my maker, I pray that he please hold my reservation. There's no place I'd rather be. Got to reach my destination. Boom, the mind, you gotta hold on me. Driving down the endless highways, back into mountain road. I wander through the marshlands where all the sweet grass grows. No place I'd rather be. Gotta reach my destination. On the mark, you gotta hold on.
This is Music for the Human Race from Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Something far more powerful, and in this collective I've got a brand new perspective. Some news that might break the tension. Can't walk on water, but I'm walking through an intersection. All aboard, I heard my brother say. All aboard, but like it's a parade. But that's me.
That's me.
Mystic, yeah, shoulder to shoulder, I hold my head high. Shoulder to shoulder, as we walk across the finish line.
So don't ever leave me for somebody new. Just remember, little sweetheart, that I still love you.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. Ravens play with each other using rocks, sticks, pine cones, even the odd golf ball. Scientists call this social play, and it seems to have profound implications for the evolution of brain size. Most birds that play alone, swinging, sliding, rolling, and more. Others may play by interacting with objects, like picking up and carrying a stone or leaf, dropping it, and picking it up again. Researchers in Australia identified 77 bird species that play, and then related them to brain size. They found that playing alone and playing with objects correlated with somewhat larger brain size in relation to body weight. But those species that play socially with others, like some corvids and parrots, show even larger relative brain size. Social play might look to us like a game of keep away or tag, but that degree of learning and complex interaction could help drive the evolution of intelligence. And not just in birds. Play with others may also have been a key factor in the evolution of larger brains in our species as well. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program.